The role of governor in Virginia started out as kind of an afterthought. Originally, the person who held the job was selected by members of the General Assembly. Voters did not choose the governor until the 1850s, and even then, the General Assembly didn't even send legislation to the governor. But then in 1902, the pendulum swung in the opposite direction, and since that time, governors have been able to amend every piece of legislation or veto it outright. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey.
The veto powers that were granted to him were actually a holdover from the Confederate Constitution. So the state constitution is kind of interesting that that evolved with a piece of the Confederacy put into those powers.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says governors across the country would love to have the kind of power the Virginia governor has, and not just the line item veto, but the ability to amend any bill and make it say what you want it to say rather than the way it got out of the General Assembly.
These vetoes and these amendments still have to get through the legislature, but it's really a powerful way to shape the discourse in a way that you like and force the other party to take unpleasant votes if they want to oppose your initiatives as governor.
Next month, the General Assembly will meet one more time. If they can muster a supermajority, they'll be able to overturn the governor's vetoes. That seems unlikely, considering the tight margins in the House and the Senate. The real action will be with the governor's amendments, which can be rejected with a simple majority vote. I'm Michael Pope.